Hey, it's Michael Curry here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Humor at Work. So in this exciting lemon-scented episode, I want to talk about smiling on purpose and other random thoughts and musings. So first, random idea related to the world of work and inspiring workplaces. Research by Dr. Abramus at California State University found, and we see this time and time again, that when humor was added to various workplace environments over a trial period, turnover rates dropped by 21% and absenteeism rates by 38%. A study of 185 venture capital presentations found that the strongest predictors of who received money for their pitches were level of confidence, comfort level, and passionate enthusiasm. So next time you're doing a business doc, doing a presentation, selling an idea to your boss, keep those three traits in mind. What is your level of confidence? How comfortable are you coming across? And are you displaying passionate enthusiasm? Psychologist David Parker found a high correlation between high intelligence and a lack of willingness to accept new ideas. Not what you would expect. So, are you smart enough to be open to new ideas? A Deloitte study found that 77% of millennials reported that their company's purpose was a huge part of the reason they worked there. So, are you celebrating and selling your purpose at work? Another Deloitte study found that 76% of business leaders believe that the value of a business should be also measured by its impact on society. Employees who carve out at least 1 hour a day where they have no meetings and no access to technology report being more productive, more creative, and happier at work. And finally, June, as I'm recording this podcast, just happens to be official Smile Month. So remember to smile more. Smiling is the facial expression most visible from far distances. It's a proven way to relax our bodies, and people who smile while reading cartoons find them funnier. Now my fun at work tip. A budget rent-a-car corporate office created a contest to reward the happiest person in their office during their busiest months to encourage people to remain upbeat. Employees voted for who they thought was the happiest person at the end of every workday, and the winner was announced on Friday when balloons and prizes showed up on their desk. A simple but effective way to remind people to choose their attitude during a particularly stressful time of year. And the quote of the week from Edgar Watson Howe, if you don't learn to laugh at trouble, you won't have anything to laugh at when you grow old. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some fabulous new definitions for familiar terms that a subscriber passed along to me. Adult, a person who has stopped growing at both ends and is now growing in the middle. Beauty parlor, a place where women curl up and die. Committee, a work group that keeps minutes and wastes hours. Egotist, someone who is usually knee-deep in conversation. Tomorrow, one of the greatest labor-saving devices of today. And secret, something you tell to one person at a time. Well, I invite you, as always, to cruise over to the old website, www.humoratwork, for more articles, resources, for the blog, for videos, for all sorts of great stuff, to sign up for the print version of this podcast, where there's even more links to more resources. And until next time, remember to put humor to work for less stress and more success.